And I'm going to say that again, just because I want it to sink in. The idea is not that you're going to use every single one of these tools. The idea is that you're going to pick and choose the best tools for you to reach your target audience.
You're an entrepreneur, and you make vital decisions that hopefully blossom into a business. You're the savvy, out-of-the-box risk taker who believes wholeheartedly in the process of innovation. Innovation that will change the world. This is CEO Chat with Gresham Harkless, and you're about to embark on a journey through the awesome world of business. Gresham is the epitome of drive and desire as he works to help support small businesses and entrepreneurship, and you're about to learn from this entrepreneur how you can improve your odds of success in the business world. Welcoming the host of CEO Chat, here's Gresham Harkless.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresham Harkless from CEO Chat, powered by CVNation.co and Blue 16 Media, your choice for all your website design and digital marketing needs. And today, I'm actually going to talk about why you are a media company. And if you've listened to the few chats that we've had before, I spoke a lot about why it's important to understand that you are a media company. Now, this is something that I say over and over and over and over again. And the reason for it is because at this point, people can get and find your business in so many different ways. So what that means from an entrepreneur or a business owner or a CEO standpoint is that you must understand that there's a myriad of ways in which you can market, promote, advertise, and brand your business. But it's important to understand that you want to strategically focus on building your business. Now, for me, I started my career really at two different places, which I think had a phenomenal impact upon me and my marketing philosophy. As things were changing dramatically, as the internet was becoming more and more important, as social media was starting to blossom, as SEO was becoming more and more of an important thing and an end thing that people were talking about, I worked for two different companies. One, right after school, was the United States Postal Service, or USPS. And it was there that I saw a lot of the changes that are happening across the industry. For the USPS, most of it was about delivering packages. You figure that if you order something, then it's delivered directly to you at a specific time, and you always think of the postman or the postwoman as a person that delivers it to your door. Well, when I was there, the USPS had a different initiative or additional initiative because they were hemorrhaging money and they had to come up with more creative ideas in order to stop that hemorrhaging. And one of the things that they tried to do was to implement a stronger direct mail campaign. So basically that was one of the very important things that we implemented and started to work towards, was letting business owners know that you don't have to go to an outside company to do the direct mail mailings. You can actually go to the United States Postal Service. And that was somewhat of a start into the changes in the marketing world. And for me, it was, again, not necessarily the place that I ended up staying at, but again, it was one of those seeds that laid the foundation for what I think about today. So back years ago, you would pay and purchase direct mail, and you would send it out directly to the people that you wanted to buy your services. And some of them would call you, some of them wouldn't, but at the end of the day, you usually got a really strong return. Now, even though the United States Postal Service was getting and using and jumping more into the direct mail campaign, what it did was remind me of how business and even marketing used to be. It used to be that you would get a direct mail campaign started, and then people would call you, and that would be the only thing you would have to do. Now, that's definitely not the reality today. Things obviously have changed. There's a myriad of different opportunities out there, but it's something that kind of laid a seed and planted that seed in me to understand that there was once a time when that did happen. And again, the United States Postal Service, which is a big organization, I'll say, needed to make that change. I fast forward a few years after I left the United States Postal Service. I worked at a company called Yellow Book. And one of the things that I remember when I started working was that my boss would talk about and motivate us by telling us about the Yellow Pages or the Yellow Book. He basically said, you know, how business had changed, but he talked about the power of the Yellow Book. And he talked about when he was a rep and how people would fight to get on the first page of that category for whatever it is that they did. So if you can imagine this, if you have never seen a Yellow Book or ever used a Yellow Book, rather than going to Google and you type whatever you're looking for in a search bar, this was organized according to different categories. So if you were looking for a plumber, you would look in the plumbing category. If you were looking for a restaurant, you would go to the restaurant category. And what businesses had to do was pay premium dollar to get on the very first page of that category. So when you flipped over to restaurant, you would see that there was one business that had a full page ad. And that full page ad was very, very expensive. But what that did was it gave them the visibility that they were looking for. Because often, just like with Google, you don't go past that first page. So there was businesses that paid premium and top dollar to be there. And there were also businesses that had been there so long that they couldn't be bumped from those specific areas. Now, the reason that I bring all this up is that because, as you guys know, as Yellow Book knows, that is not the case anymore. It's no longer the case where you put your marketing dollars, generally speaking, in one place and that's it. The reason is that people search in so many different ways. You're still going to have those people that might open up the page of the Yellow Book and look for a business. You're going to have those people that are going to call friends and ask for recommendations. You're going to have those people that post it on their Facebook page. You're going to have those people that go to Google and search, or Bing or Yahoo to search. So what does this all mean? What it means is that traditional advertising has completely changed. Traditional marketing has completely changed. No longer can you not be aware of all the different opportunities out there. However, I say that you don't necessarily have to be in every single opportunity out there. If you really think about it, from a digital marketing perspective, you have so many different opportunities. You have your website, and then you have search engine optimization or SEO. You have social media, which includes Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, and so many others, Pinterest, so many other opportunities. And then, of course, you still have the traditional type and ways of advertising. So you have radio. You have direct mail. You have print magazines. In other words, there's so many different ways that you can advertise your business. And it becomes very overwhelming. And to be honest, a lot of business owners don't even want to hear about any more ways that they can advertise their business. Simply what they want is a way that works. So that's one of the reasons that I started to talk about this idea that every company is a media company. And by no means am I the first person that ever mentioned that. But for me, I always was someone that studied the journalism industry. And I saw that that industry was changing as well as marketing was changing. And what I started to see is that a lot of traditional journalistic organizations actually switched to become a lot more business related that offer journalistic opportunities. So what I mean by that is you started to see that businesses were in the content creation business. Now, I'm going to go a little bit more in depth with that to explain exactly what that means. But the idea is that rather than going to your USA Today or your Washington Post to get news, you can actually go to certain businesses that you wanted to follow to hear about the news in the area. Take, for example, a big company, let's just say Nike or Under Armour. Rather than going and reading the local health magazine or newspaper, you can actually go to the blog of Under Armour or Nike and you can read case studies. You can read and find out information on what types of foods to eat. You can get probably recipes and all different things to help you live a healthier lifestyle. That is the shift. Now, businesses are actually creating content and they are building their own media companies. Now, this is not something that is only for the big, huge companies. It's actually for the small mom and pop shop. It's actually for the online business that's being started. It's actually for everybody that has a business and wants to reach their target audience. So I would say that every company is a media company. It's something that you want to definitely try to remember, and it's something that I'm going to be talking about for the rest of this year. So on each of these podcasts, that's going to alternate between interviews and also of me talking about one aspect of that you are a media company, you're going to learn exactly what I mean and how you can kind of translate that into being a better marketer for your business. Now, keep in mind, I'm going to definitely cover a lot of ground. So I'm going to talk about everything from websites to WordPress to social media platforms to podcasting to SEO and everything else that you can think of and tell you exactly how you can use it for your business. Now, the idea is not that you take all of these tools. And I'm going to say that again, just because I want it to sink in. The idea is not that you're going to use every single one of these tools. The idea is that you're going to pick and choose the best tools for you to reach your target audience. So the idea is not that you look at the tools first. The first thing that you want to do is make sure that you do a thorough analysis of your target market. You want to create your avatar, and then you want to figure out where they are and where they're spending time. The reason that I'm going to spend time talking about all these different tools is because these different tools mean different things to different target markets. So for one yoga studio or a personal trainer, you might be very, very strong in Instagram. Why? Because it's very image focused. And if you're trying to attract those people that care about their image, you're probably going to be able to communicate with them through Instagram. But if you're B2B focused, meaning that you're targeting other business owners, in other words, business to business, you might leverage LinkedIn a lot more. So it's understanding exactly who your target market is and figuring out how to create content for them. And that's the exact idea behind you are a media company. It's not this idea where you have to get a Facebook page because everybody has a Facebook page. It's not to say that you should be on Instagram because everybody is on Instagram, or be on Snapchat because your kid told you to be on Snapchat. What you want to do is be very, very strategic about what tools that you're using to promote your business, especially for those startup businesses. You have to be laser focused in order to reach your goals. Even for big and large companies and organizations, you understand that there are such things as limited resources. So that could be time and that could be money. So what you want to do is be very strategic and use each of the tools to your advantage. You also want to keep in mind that you want to think outside the box. What's traditional today may not be traditional tomorrow. The way you use Snapchat today may not be the way you use Snapchat tomorrow. SEO may not be what it is tomorrow. The reason that that's important is because you really want to dial into your target market. They're going to let you know exactly where they want you to be, and they're going to let you know exactly what they want and what might be missing. It's funny because you'll often find that the people that are the most creative and innovative businesses or organizations are that way because they're so dialed into their target client that they're able to pivot because their target client has told them a creative way to use a platform or an opportunity that no one else is doing. So definitely make sure that you're dialed in and you're taking advantage of your clients. You're asking them questions. You're seeing how they're doing things and you're observing what's happening on social media or anywhere else online. But you want to keep in mind, again, that you're building a media company. So there's a lot of different opportunities you have online and offline in order to do that. Now, what's to follow is a general overview of all these different opportunities that you have. Now, I'm not going to go really far in depth with everything, but feel free to check one of the previous podcasts and you can kind of hear an hour or so talk that I've given a few times based on why you are a media company. Now, that's going to be an even quicker kind of summary where I just touch on some of the different pieces, but I'm going to go a little bit more in depth with these conversations. Now, the hope is that I help to empower you as an entrepreneur or business owner to be able to communicate with your target market in a way maybe that you didn't even consider. Now, the very cool thing is I'm going to have the opportunity, obviously, to speak with a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners and hear exactly like why they started their business and some of the creative things that they're doing. But you're going to be able to hear as well some strategies, tips, and information in order to make you a better marketer. Now, at the end of 2018, I'm actually going to launch a You Are a Media Company course. And you can visit it and sign up to find out when that goes live at youareamedia.company. But the idea is that this is preparing you for the course that you can take that's going to go even more in depth about all the different tools that you have out there and how to figure out what to use and what not to use and how to be very strategic and efficient in the way that you're building your media company. And again, just think of it simply as a way to communicate with your target market. Now, this is Gresh, and I'm signing out. I hope you enjoyed this CEO chat and this preview of You Are a Media Company. If there's anything that I can ever do to help, feel free to definitely reach out to me.